He shared his knowledge with Joint Chiefs of Staff, ambassadors, and other high-ranking government officials. But when you lead tours here, some of the most memorable encounters come when you least expect them. We look back 160 years to the Battle of Gettysburg on this edition of the American Countryside.
Why do you listen?
I listen to radio to stay up on news, weather, current events around the local community.
It keeps me up to date with everything going on in the world.
It kind of just takes my mind off of the drive, getting some relevant information that's in time.
It's always nice to know what's going on. Okay, what can I do? Well, listen to the what's coming up and you can plan your day.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In over 30 years of leading tours at Gettysburg National Battlefield, Wayne Motz has met a wide range of people.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff of the Republic of Korea, the highest ranking military official in the Republic of Korea, which would be equivalent to our Joint Chiefs of Staff, and I have had pre-scores on the battlefield. I have had from that to this.
Ambassadors, military officers, school groups, all have taken tours with Wayne. Despite the many notable figures that have traveled to this famous site, it is easy to name the tour that meant the most to him.
I was asked to do a tour for a young boy who was dying of cancer. And I took his mother, his sister, and himself, and they asked me to do a tour of the cemetery. Imagine if you're a young man, and the part of the battlefield that you have to show this young boy who's interested in Civil War is the cemetery.
At the end of the tour, Wayne gave the boy a piece of canister from an artillery round, an actual piece of history from the battlefield itself.
Not very long after, I got a really heart-moving letter from his mother. I still get broken up about it today. And she wrote and told me that she buried him with this Civil War canister in his hand. And that the time that he had on the battlefield was the most meaningful time of his life. And I tell everybody, that to me was the biggest impact tour I think I've ever had.
Becoming a guide at Gettysburg is a stringent process, with just a few attaining the designation every couple of years. It's a job that has touched his life forever.
I tell everybody, it's the third happiest day of my life. The day I got married, the day I had my daughter, the day I put on a battlefield guide uniform, and I still feel that way today.
Whether it's leading high-ranking military officers or four-year-olds, Wayne's tours are the highlight of many trips to this historic town. Traveling the countryside in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCrae.